you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, salam, and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, June 16, 2019. I'm Atef Irfani.
And I'm Amir Abbas Malik Jalali.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
Well, as usual, we have received so many emails and letters from our listeners from around the world. Let me just read out the names of a few number of our listeners who have kindly sent us emails and letters. I start with an email sent to us by Dr. Hemant Kumar from India. Also, Jacques Augustin from France, Takac Rudolf from Romania, Nicolas Kola from Spain, and Shivandapol from India. Thank you all for sending us emails and letters. And also, we have three of our listeners, Shivandapol from India, Jari Latinen from Finland, and Malik Allah Pachaya from Pakistan, who have kindly sent us reception reports. Thank you all.
Thank you all. Welcome back. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. And my colleague mentioned the names of those who have sent us the reception reports and those who have sent us emails and letters. Okay,
sure.
Let's start them.
All right, let's begin with an email sent to us from India by Dr. Hemant Kumar. And apparently he is the president of a radio listeners club back in India. Dr. Hemant Kumar, thank you very much for your kind email. This is what he has to say. As long as you keep faith in Allah, no evil can touch your heart and no sorrow can ruin your day. May your life be filled with joy and happiness. A very kind comment by Dr. Hemant Kumar, president of a radio listeners club in India. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I also do express my gratitude to Dr. Hemant Kumar, who is one of our regular listeners.
Right.
Okay.
So what do you have?
Okay, Nicolas Cola from Spain has sent us a long email. He says, Dear IRIB radio staff, first of all, I like shortwave radio because of its independence from other devices. You don't need anything more than a radio to hear international radio stations. To do it online, you need at least a computer, some speakers, and an internet connection all the time. However, I like the technology as well. Radio is fun because it is safe. It is useful because it can't be censored. Radio is fun, and he says it's practical because the only infrastructure needed for broadcast is a big antenna, and the only equipment needed to receive it is a radio. It is also by far the cheapest technology to get the news. An African village can get news from outside world with a simple radio set. Shortwave radio is also a calming experience. Radio lets you be in a remote place, far from the internet, your digital devices, and all their notifications. These are my motives to love radio. Thank you very much. It was a nice, you know, it was a nice email, you know.
Do you agree with Nicholas?
Yes, of course.
I also do agree. And of course, technology, advanced technologies have their advantages.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, there are many people, they actually enjoy listening to radio in its traditional form, which is the shortwave radio, as mentioned by Nicholas from Spain.
Yeah.
It's very simple to, there's only the need for the antennae from the broadcast station, and also a radio, which is the device for actually receiving those radio signals. And as I said, many people really prefer listening to radio programs via radio itself rather than just using the internet connections and so on.
That's right. So Nicolas Cola from Spain accepts IRIB English Radio's message of thank you.
Right. Thank you very much.
Welcome back. Okay, what do we have there?
Here's an email by Jacques Augustine from France, which reads, I hope this reception report will be helpful to you. And if you've checked and found it to be exact, could you send me the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's QSL card as a verification? We will definitely do that, Jacques Augustine from France. And thank you very much for sending us the reception report. And I hope that you have a perfect reception of our radio signals back in France. Anyhow, thank you very much.
I'm so grateful for this nice email from Jacques Augustin from France.
And I see an email from Romania.
Yeah, from Takash Radov from Romania. He says, dear staff in IRIB English Radio, at first let me introduce myself. I'm a 76-year-old engineer, but at the moment a pensioner. In my free time, I like to listen to the radio. This is my hobby since 1959. Till now, I received QSL cards or verification letters from many radio stations. In good propagation conditions, I receive FM radio stations from a distance of 2,000 kilometers. Now I receive IRIB radio in good reception conditions. If it is possible, please confirm my reception report with an email. Waiting your answer, I wish you many success in your work and life. Sincerely yours. Many thanks, Takash Rodol from Romania. And of course, you will receive the reception report with an email and also our postcards and items.
Sure. And to conclude this segment of our program for this week, I'm going to read out an email sent to us from India by Shivando Paul. This is what Shivando has to say. I'm a regular listener of your programs. I should say that your program's quality is quite good, as well as your website, which I've found it quite informative and up-to-date. Me and other members of our radio club like your programs, news, and also your programs on current affairs very much. We are interested in culture, lifestyle of the Iranian people, historical sites, tourist attractions, and tourist destinations of Iran. Well, Shivando Paul from India, thank you very much for your kind words. And in your next email, please tell us which programs you have found most interesting.
Yeah.
And also regarding your comments about Iran's history and culture, I'm sure if you refer to our website, you'll find interesting information about Iran's culture and history. And also, I hope that you and your friends would one day have the chance of visiting Iran.
Oh, yeah, of course. And okay, from my behalf, Shivando Paul from India, thank you very much for your message of support and encouragement.
And I'm sure you and your friends will have an enjoyable trip to Iran.
Yeah.
Anyhow, thank you all. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. And now it's time for this week's interview. What do we got?
This week's interview is with Malik Shaib from Pakistan. Malik Shaib has talked about himself and IRIB English Radio. We hope you enjoyed the interview.
Well, thank you all for being with us. Till next time, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
I am Mr. Malik Alabit Kokar, the president of Sangat Radio Listeners Club, district Muzaffargarh, Punjab, Pakistan. After 5 years, I am so regular listener in English section department of Radio Tehran English Service. Radio Tehran English department always have the beautiful programs are broadcasting for us. However, we are regularly listening to your program, I and my team of Sangat Radio Listeners Club. This is the this world is a global village. Today, I need computer information, more and more awareness for listeners and for us. However, this is my wish that IRIB service played by a beautiful program, more and more information to put up our audiences. My message for the listeners that they will be listening during the service of Radio Tehran and achieve many more information about Tehran and its culture and customs of the Tehran and Iran. I am so happy to see you that, sir. I am so requested to you if you will be posted a beautiful literature or any Radio Tehran gift for our club. This is for honorable for us and for you. That is the beautiful gift of our club as a assignment of.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pastoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pastodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.